As I just mentioned, following the school massacre in nearby Connecticut, a New York State paper published a map showing the names and addresses of handgun permit owners in its readership area. The Journal News obtained that data the way any citizen can, via a Freedom of Information request. But such information had never before been consolidated and published in such a user-friendly way. However, one jurisdiction in the Journal News circulation area, Putnam County, has refused to comply with that FOIA request. This decision violates explicit New York state law, but has a supporter in State Senator Greg Ball, who has been an outspoken advocate of Putnam County's decision. Senator Ball, welcome to On the Media.
Hey, good to be here. Thanks so much.
Why were people so angry that this material was published?
Look, we're talking about tens of thousands of people, including victims of domestic violence who got a permit to protect themselves and their young families. We have many retired New York City police officers who spent years putting murderers, rapists, thugs behind bars. And now, because of this interactive map and these laws that allowed access to this information, didn't exist in the age of Google Earth, Google Maps. They've created an interactive map where the worst of the worst can now go online and virtually end up on the doorstep in less than 30 seconds.
You mean you might have a restraining order against an ex-spouse or an ex-boyfriend and are hiding from him, and all of a sudden the Journal News prints your name and address?
And it's happened. And we have gotten dozens of calls of that nature, of mostly women, but men and women who are fearful for their lives, and many retired New York City police officers all throughout the Hudson Valley who are absolutely incensed that the Journal News would do this.
For the sake of argument, let me just stipulate that it was a dumb idea for all of the reasons that you've listed, and that news organizations often have access to information that they do not print for a whole host of reasons, whether it's a rape victim's name or a minor child who is arrested for a crime or national security information or you name it. So clearly the Journal News could have, as Archie Bunker might have said, stifled itself, Edith.
Yeah.
But it didn't. And now the Putnam County officials are saying, you made us angry, we are not going to provide this data to you. And you support that. But the law's the law, isn't it?
Yeah, the law's the law. You know, and as elected officials, we have the responsibility to uphold the law, but we also have the responsibility to exercise judgment to protect our citizens. And what Putnam County is going to do is we're going to exercise every legal option to maintain the confidentiality of the people, hundreds of whom are calling the county clerk, the county executive, and myself every single day.
I think I've conceded the point that the journalistic decision is dubious.
Sure.
But that said, current law is pretty clear on this, and I guess I can see how you can try to change the law for the future so that similar episodes don't take place. But how can you essentially suppress public information when the law is so explicit about the public's right to know?
From what we have been told, if the Journal News did this for monetary gain, which it seems obvious they did because they're in the business of selling papers, then you know the request can be denied.
Well, that would be a novel argument. It might have made the Pentagon Papers decision come out a little differently, since newspapers are, of course, for-profit institutions.
As far as from a legal debate with you, I'll leave that to guys that are paying a lot more per hour than me. I'll just tell you, as a state senator, legal, not legal, I'm going to fight until hell freezes over and then fight on the ice, and the Journal News was wrong to do it. And we have a responsibility as elected officials certainly to obey the law, but also to put a little common sense in place. And when you have victims of domestic violence and cops that are sitting in their homes looking for somebody to protect them, the Journal News is in dereliction of that duty, and I'm going to stand up and do the right thing, in my view, and you know, we'll fight it as long as we can.
If you're right, if this was an utterly gratuitous move by the Journal News that has no journalistic justification and so forth, is there some risk here of suppressing other important public information along the way to making sure that an incident precisely like this doesn't happen again?
You know, look, I mean, we've got to make sure that we have open government, and we have to make sure that the public has access to all the information that's appropriate. There, you know, has been a precedent set in the past of sensitive information, whether it be family court documents, tax records, or otherwise that are kept private. And I certainly think that this falls into that category. I don't seek to further expansion beyond that, but this is certainly a category in current times with social media and the world of Google Maps and Google Earth that I think there's a protection that needs to be put in place.
All right, Senator, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Senator Greg Ball is a Republican state legislator in New York representing Putnam County.